For some reason, this gentleman come driving, barreling down the interstate, and he made a turn off at that exit where they were at. And all of a sudden, he turned back onto the interstate, and he hit all four of them. Three of them were killed outright, our son and our daughter-in-law and the little boy. And another brother-in-law was hit.
Stay good day. Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Today we'll hear more from Kiowa elder Willie Doito as he shares about his journey through grief in the sudden death of three family members. It's a story of hope you don't want to miss.
They left early that morning and they got down to I-40 and they were headed east and they got as far as Memphis, Tennessee. And they thought they had heard some sounds from the engine, so they pulled over. And they got out, my son, his wife, his brother-in-law, and a little nephew-in-law were standing right by the van. And for some reason, this gentleman come driving, barreling down the interstate, and he made a turn off at that exit where they were at. And all of a sudden, he turned back onto the interstate, and he hit all four of them. Three of them were killed outright, our son and our daughter-in-law and the little boy. And another brother-in-law was hit, and he suffered some injuries, but they went to be with the Lord. I want to say that they were saved, my son and his wife. So we rejoice in that. Had it not been for that, I don't know what I'd have done, but I knew he was saved. But during those times, it just seemed like we were in a fog, in a mist during those days, trying to decide things, make arrangements. And just before that happened, I guess it was January, about 12 days before all of this happened, I was reading illustrations, and I come across a story of a young pastor, and he was talking of a loss also. He says that his wife was expecting their first child, and complications happened, and she died, her and the child both. Afterwards, he would go out to the cemetery, and he would just cry over their grave. They were buried together. One morning, he says, all of a sudden there was a turtle dove right next in the bushes there. It was cooing like turtle doves. It used to remind me of Oklahoma when I was in Albuquerque. I'd hear them turtle doves, and I'd just picture home. So I was especially interested in this illustration. He says that morning, it was a turtle dove just so close, and it was cooing. And he had just preached from Luke, the third chapter. And he says in verse 22, it says, "And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him," talking about Jesus. "And a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son. In thee I am well pleased." And he says it's almost as though his heavenly Father was beginning to tell him, "Son, I am with you. I am well pleased in the things that you have done." He says, "I was so comforted," this young pastor. He says, because it was a daily thing of looking around that house that we had bought, seeing the furniture and the utensils that my wife had washed and handled, seeing the new crib in the corner of the child that had passed away. And he says, I was just at a loss until all of a sudden I remembered that from that sermon when that dove was crying. He says, "My," he says, "I forgot that I have a heavenly Father, and I am the child of this heavenly Father, and he loves me so much. He cares so much for me." And I was myself, I was taken back by that illustration. My, that's so beautiful. 12 days before our loss, I read that illustration. I used that in my sermon the following Sunday to express our Heavenly Father's love for us. It was about a month after our loss. We finally made our way back to Albuquerque, and I was getting ready to prepare the sermon for the Sunday, the first Sunday after our loss, and I was having a great deal of problems. I had trouble trying to get a sermon together. I was still kind of staggering from our loss, and it was winter time, and I was in our makeshift study, made a little bedroom into a study in our home that morning, and I was sitting there myself, and I was reading and praying and meditating, and all of a sudden, there in Albuquerque, I heard a mourning dove, and they sound similar to turtle doves, and usually, I know it's springtime when they come around, and this one particular mourning dove, I could hear in the distance, way down there, south of the house, cooing like that, kind of a mourning cry. And he got closer and closer, and all of a sudden he was right outside my window that morning, and he was just cooing away, and all of that hit me. I remembered the illustration, and I thought, my Father's telling me the same thing. And I'll tell you, that lifted me up. Now, every time I hear any kind of dove, it always seems like the Lord is right there, my Heavenly Father, saying, "Son, I'm with you. And don't worry. I'll never leave you or forsake you. No matter what the circumstances is, I'm going to be by your side." Oh, we have a wonderful hope. Every day, I look forward to getting to see my Lord. And you know, some people will say, "Oh, you're going to see your son, you're going to see your father, you're going to see your mother." That's true. We're going to see all of those that believe in the Lord, accept him as personal Lord and Savior. But you know, the one that we want to really see first of all is our Lord and Savior who died for us. When we see him, we're not going to be able to take our eyes off his face, or the one that was willing to and did die in our place, because we're the ones that deserve that. We rebelled, but the Lord Jesus took our place. In our songs, in our Kiowa songs, when we sing songs, they are so meaningful, they are so powerful, and usually they always talk about the one that loved us and died on the cross for us. And when I hear that in Kiowa, oh, it's just so meaningful that I want to see him. Let me sing a song that's really special to me. The composer of this song is named Win Gomda. I had seen him as a little boy. He died long time ago. He died in the 50s. But I remember him. He walked around with a cane. He could hardly get around, but he wanted to be in church. And it was a rough thing for him and his wife to get around and do. But there they were, winter, summer, hot, cold. And you could see the faith of this great man, this great child of God. And in those days, those people, all they talked was Kiowa. Every time we sang those songs, like they say, sing his song, and they would say, "Gomda te dog ya bahape," sing Win Gomda's song. I can see him holding on to his cane, sitting in church and singing that song. And this is the song that he composed, and it goes like this. Doc eat de do so de do bob. Doc eat de bagi so de pi de. Ha oi gat so de pat de dono. Doc eat do do so de ponomo. All hogul bo hon dot say dono ha o ba ba hi o ta dot o. Win gom do simply says, dog ite do so te do pop. He has asked, God has asked us all to work for him. Ha o get so te pat te to. One of these days, our work is going to be finished here on earth. And we're going to come into his presence. And there is one phrase in there that says, all hon gul bohon dot seito. He's going to put a crown upon our heads. Ha on ba ba hai on ta dot. I can't express and explain to you how the joy is going to be at that moment. And when I get to that phrase, I almost get a little lump in my throat every time. Just now saying it, I was hoping my voice wouldn't crack, because it's just a tremendous feeling to know one day we'll be in the presence of the Lord. And all that we've done, all that we've went through, will be worth it all just to be in his presence. We need to reach forward with our spiritual eyes and hands to the cross and accept his death upon the cross as the great act and the payment. Now our sins are removed as far as the east is from the west. You can't get to the west when you go east, and you can't get to the east when you go west, because they're just too far apart. That's the way our sins are removed, because they were put on Jesus Christ, our sins. And now we have eternal life if we just accept and believe on him. Souls are on the line for eternity. And that's a long time. Where are you going to spend eternity?
Where are you going to spend eternity? God wants you to be with him, but unless you accept Jesus as your Savior, you'll face God's judgment instead. Thankfully, it doesn't have to be that way. Jesus died on the cross as payment for our sins, so that we could be forgiven. We read in the Bible, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." If you're interested in learning more about how you can be right with God, visit our website withoutreservation.com and click on the tab New Life, or download the Storyteller radio app and choose Hope. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota 56619. That's P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. Our email address is storyteller@withoutreservation.com. And you can find us on Facebook at Without Reservation. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.